I walked into my first like chapter meeting at PyFy and I walked out because they had a projector. Like, it's literally what you see in movies of like people's faces, people that were rushing, and people were like, I heard this about her in high school, and I heard this, and I was like, yeah, I don't think it'll work.
Really? Oh, wow.
But yeah, but I had a good time and I loved the parties, but I just
was
sort of a non-involved sort of sister.
We did homecoming with you, I think, in 2000. So maybe that's
I feel like we met. I'm looking at you like, this is weird. It's
oh my
familiar.
God. This is.
Did we have an ATO PyFy?
No.
Or no, you weren't an ATO.
I was a
Jenna,
PyFy.
Here's my assessment of the situation. Jenna, first of all, I love you so much. My sweet friend, Sim, totally remembers you. There's no way you would remember him. I love you, Sim, but come on.
I
mean, we are talking about one of the hottest girls in the whole wide world.
Yeah,
and you're super hot.
No.
I know.
No,
my, yes, you are. You are incredibly, incredibly handsome. But a handsome man is different than a hot woman.
Uh-oh.
And so, anyway, point being, I don't think the memory is as logical as you represented it as being.
Maybe at the Nino? Did you ever go to the Nino?
I did go to the Nino. No. There's only one bar. And there's one bar at USC. I went to the Nino.
I lived in the dorms at University of Washington. And I, you know, my mom, who is weirdly hot... Like she's so much hotter than I am, and yeah, but she and still has. I hope she's not mad at me for.
Oh my God, she's so happy you just said that. My mom would be like, yes.
But she's so angry, and she never really, sort of, I don't know, committed to her hotness, and so she hated the idea of the Greek system. And so when I went to University of Washington, she was like, don't you dare join a sorority.
Oh.
And did you want to?
No, because I felt like she's right. Like, Nirvana, there's no way in hell. Like, I'm, even though.
You were edgy?
I wasn't at all. No.
You were one of those punk rock edgy girls.
Seen me for the last 2 hours. You can see that I am.
I always wanted to be that girl. I was always like so opposite of that girl. I was like, oh, it'd be so cool if I was like angry and edgy.
Yeah. But you're beautiful and you were maybe not edgy, or I think you probably were edgy, but whatever. But I was like not all that attractive and also not edgy.
No
and
way.
So I'm like wearing braces and like I'm going to live in the dorms because I'm real.
Because I'm a real girl.
I'm going to smoke a shit ton of weed because I'm real.
Oh my gosh.
And like not do very well freshman year. But then I sort of figured it out and
You're doing pretty good.
Thanks.
You're doing pretty good.
Thanks, Jenna.
You're welcome.
Well, I appreciate you being here.
I'm so happy to be
here.
I think
now's a perfect time to introduce our guest. What do you think?
Jenna de Wande.
Doing a little dance that y'all can't see.
She's shaking her fingers. You can't see, but it's more talented than you can believe.
That was good. That rhymed.
That was good.
Good job.
Okay, so
hi everybody.
Jenna, thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Okay, so we have we're going to open up with a couple of quick fires.
Okay,
more than a couple.
Get myself ready.
We're changing the name to quick fire.
Okay, I'm sorry. Fuck you, Sim. I'm sorry. I don't get everything right. Turns out I'm on a television show where I have to fucking memorize lines.
You lose your brain after a while.
So fuck you. All right.
What's the segment called again?
It's called Fuck You, Sim. I'm sorry I made you a partner.
Amazing. Hi, okay, I'm ready for a quick rapid fire.
Hi, Jenna. Let's do this. We're all gentle here.
Hi. Such a loving atmosphere. We're just beginning.
It's really
this.
Warm.
Yes, I feel really taken care of. It's great.
Okay, so we do have in this rapid fire.
Uh-huh.
Quick fire. Sorry, what was it again?
Quick rapid.
Fuck you.
Whatever you want now at this point.
All right. So we're, this is from Heather Cregan on Facebook wants to know, what was the last TV show you binge watched?
Kingdom, the UFC, the fighting. It's so good.
The and one with Nick Jonas?
Yes.
Yes. I heard it's great.
So good. Yeah. This show, you guys, I had the flu, and the flu's like the only time I ever get a chance to binge watch anything, like really, and any me time ever is like the flu. I'm like, oh, I have the flu. I'm going to go to the room for 4 days. But anyways, I watched like all 24 episodes of Kingdom in 3 days. And it was really funny because it's like hot, sweaty, fighting men that have lots of drama in their life. But I was like, every time anyone walked in the room, they were like, what are you watching?
The Last Kingdom?
No, it's just called Kingdom. And it's about like cage fighters.
I don't even know this.
I think it's only on DirecTV.
It's on DirecTV, but it's now on iTunes, which is how I found it. Nick Jonas is an actor, and he was good in it. It was fun. It was really, really fun. I actually loved it. I got so hooked. I was texting everyone I knew, like, you need to watch the show.
Okay, getting back to questions. Mm-hmm. At Jenny Formica, which she's one of our, she's a dear friend. Mm-hmm. She wants to know, if you had your human body,
mm-hmm.
but the head of an animal.
Oh.
What would that animal be?
Wow, what creative questions. I would have the head of a lion. Oh. Why? Because I like lions, because they are very beautiful to look at, but yet fierce. So I want to be able to be fierce. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's totally somebody who is a psychology major is totally tearing that apart right now.
That's a
They're
great
like,
answer.
Why would she be a lion?
Hmm.
I want to be taken seriously in life. Okay, that's what happens.
Yes, I love that. I love that answer. All right. Now this is a question from me.
Okay.
Do you have a reoccurring anxiety dream?
Mm. Do I have a reoccurring anxiety dream? Sometimes I do actually. I've had a similar dream for years where, because I like to think it's because I grew up in a household that was not very, like, you know, some people are like, I had brothers and I got roughed up and I was always like fighting, and like, I just didn't have that. I was an only child. I was with my mom and we just were kind of a loving, there was like some drama of course, but we were pretty loving. So I never got like physically roughed up. So I always have this dream where like somebody's breaking in the house or I'm in a situation where someone's going to attack me. And generally I crouch down and I hide and I pray for them not to do it. I'm like, please, please leave me alone. Leave me alone. Whereas like other people, I think go into like battle. So I've had like a dream where someone breaks in and I like hide in the corner with the phone. Like I'm calling the police, like totally like the worst way to like get out of the situation. So I'm like calling the cops. Anyways, cut to a couple years, like every year, like I'll have it come back again. And lately I've been fighting back. What does that say? Isn't that, I think that's a good sign. Like instead of like waking up or calling for help, they would attack and I would actually get strong and fight back. So I think that means self-growth.
Do you just kick ass?
I just kind of in general always want to kick ass. Like I just want to play people that kick ass. I don't really want to kick ass. I just want to
But you and I are in similar situations in that we spend a lot of time away from our partners.
Yeah, alone. Mm-hmm.
And especially then when you're with your child. And it's scary. It's hard. And so, like, so I sleep on, like, the weird edge of my bed.
Do you? You sleep on the edge?
Yeah.
Like, your side. You're always on your side.
Yeah. But more than even that, like, I sleep on, like, the edge of it.
You do.
Yeah.
Just in case. I'm, like, the opposite. I'm, like, Chan's gone. I'm, like, taking up the whole side of the bed. I'd take all his pillows. I'm, like a hog. I just take it all up. But yeah, there is something about being, you're alone a lot. So you have like a certain feeling of, could I take care of myself? Should I have to?
Right.
So I think, and there's some world in which I'm feeling like that's getting stronger.
Because it is, we do live in, I don't know, that world where, Chris is gone for like 3-4 mm-hmm. months. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Channing is as well.
Yeah.
And you're gone as well. And
yeah, we've gone, there's, the thing about us is that weirdly, universally, I like to say there's, I'd like to say we're those people that plan it, but you know, this business is really hard to plan anything. So, but a lot of times we end up, he's not working, I'm working, he's not working. So we've been able to have to both be away from each other at one time very often. Although, you know, that happens for sure. And it's freaking hard. It's hard for anybody. I mean, you don't like to be away from each other, but we're annoying like that. Then we'll have to see each other every couple, like we can't go more than 2 weeks.
We were, one of the awesome things about doing this podcast, it has been, that I feel like I've been able to talk about my relationship with Chris that doesn't involve tabloid gossip. And I love that, I don't know, just that, because it is, obviously, it's incredibly hard, but it's hard for everybody, no matter what they do. And so when there's tabloid gossip, I love that I get to be a little bit proactive on this podcast and be like, well, you know, I'm like, this is who I am. I hope that, you know, we, you know, can survive the distance. Mm-hmm. I know that he loves me.
Oh my gosh, he loves you so much. One of the reasons why I'm obsessed with you is that we met on a movie. Let me tell you about why I'm obsessed.
I'm tightening
with
my
you.
Headphones.
We met on this movie. I think that's where we first met. When Chris was in Tenure.
Yes.
And this movie that Channing and I were in, and we produced it, which was sort of a disaster / kind of awesome for everyone else involved.
I liked
the movie too. I was happy. Like,
I really love the movie, and I'm really sorry that
it was like crazy filming that movie. It was just it was so nuts. But Chris is, by the way, I've talked about his performance. I'm like, yeah. So you saw Jurassic Park, but wait till you see Chris in Tenure. I mean, it's like literally he's so amazing.
He's great.
But I met you guys and I was like, oh my God, they're another real couple. Like, we're in this weird world of Hollywood, but we have very, I don't know, we're just normal people, like with like normal lives. And like, we, you know, we're just, I feel that from you guys. And we always talk about it. I think that like we sort of like Channing and I sort of like, we kind of like, we always feel like we're those friends that we're like, can we hang out with you guys?
Really? Because like, we feel like, that way about you.
Really? Oh yes. My gosh, that's why we're doing it. Well, I always joke with Channing. I'm like, you sweat Chris so much. He's like, Chris, will you be my friend?
No way. Are you kidding?
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm getting, my cheeks are getting red.
We always say that. We're like, so, you know, like when you like have crushes on people you want to be friends with? That's how we feel.
Okay.
Just thought we should just put that out in the open on the podcast so we're all aware of this obsession.
I wish they were both here now.
Dear listeners.
We'll hear it eventually.
The romance.
Well, they already have their own romance
going, don't they?
That's so kind,
Well, it's true. That's true.
That means a lot. Because it's easy to be intimidated by, I don't know, incredibly successful, beautiful people. And
well,
you are that, and I don't know.
Well, you guys are. I mean, it's true. Anyways, nice people. You meet them, and you're like, oh, can we hang out? Can we be friends?
Isn't it weird, though, that there's, like, that weird thing of, like, I don't, if
yes,
right? Like,
it's absolutely high school. It's absolutely high school in Hollywood, because you there's, like, the cool group, the group that's like, you know, the nerds, the this, there's all like these different, but then you kind of like in high school, you pick who you want to, you sort of see people that you feel like match up with who you are and you want to be friends with them. It's really strange, bizarre world. That's why when you meet people that are in this world, but not of it, you're like, let's be friends.
Oh, Jenna.
So anyways, did I just ruin our rapid quick fire?
Will you please just, here's what I'm desperate for.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to be my friend.
Okay.
And
okay.
I really want you to do my makeup a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do like doing makeup. And but I can't believe you're saying that looking at me right now, because I don't have any makeup on and I look crazy.
You look beautiful. And also a couple of dance moves.
Okay, so those are two things that I can totally teach you. Those are definitely in my pocket. I got this.
All right.
Is there anything you want to learn from Anna?
I would like to learn basically everything. How are you so funny and talented?
Oh my
God. How can you just teach me the whole, like, Just Friends movie, like everything you did? I could probably do the whole thing. Well, I told you this when I met you. I was like, it's going to be weird because I might quote you in your movie in front of you.
I had my girlfriend watch Just Friends for the first time last week.
It's amazing.
And I don't know anyone that could do what she did in that movie.
But truly, oh, good
no,
Lord.
It's actually so true. I've literally talked about this. Like, that movie is so, the movie is so funny.
Yeah.
But like how you played that role is so genius. Like, it's just truly, like, it was so like, and it's heartwarming yet funny. Yet, absolutely. Like, you're so endeared, but you're so free. Anyway, so you can teach me how to be free and funny, and I'll teach you how to do your makeup.
Fuck you, Jenna, and then now let's go on. Tell me more about my performance.
So, free and funny / I don't know what you did with the toothpaste, and that seemed really funny.
Oh, it was actually awful.
It was awful.
Well, I actually ate real toothpaste.
See, you didn't do like prop toothpaste.
No.
Like, you weren't like, give me ice cream in a tube of toothpaste.
That's the kind of person
that's
I
the
am.
Method actress you are.
I didn't want our sweet prop man to have to go
to do that. Yes. Did you get sick all night?
I just couldn't taste food for 3 days.
So worth it. So worth how many times I've watched that scene. So worth it.
Thanks, Jenna.
You're welcome.
Okay, so now I have other questions for you.
Yes, okay.
You are at Whole Foods.
Okay.
Buying organic cashew cheese.
Okay.
And baked kale chips. The checkout woman says, wait a minute. I think we may have met at that party. And wait, you look so familiar. Did we meet at that party? Wait, no. Wait, you. We met at that party. We met at that party. And Jen. We totally met at that party. Oh my God. In January. Because we went to high school together, right? I know you.
What do I say?
That's a challenge question.
That was the most epic reenactment of a challenge question I've ever seen.
It was horrible, right?
What do I say? This happens a lot. A lot of people say, oh my gosh, I think I went to high school with you, or I feel like I met you at that party.
That's exactly what Anna was going. She told me that. She said that.
I was like, yes, this is going to happen to Jenna all the time.
Yes.
So,
and then
this is
no. I said, I don't think so. And then I let them go, really? And then they're like looking at me like crazy. And I just sort of go, no, I don't think that was me. I look like a lot of people. And then they sometimes go, wait a minute, are you an actress? Are you that dancer girl? And I'm like, yes, that's me. And then that's, but generally we don't get that far. They're just like, huh, that's weird. And I leave them stumped all day long.
So, hey.
Hey.
How are you?
So good.
Oh my God. So I feel like, it's so weird because you feel like you're that dancer girl.
oh my God, really? Oh yeah, that's me. So yeah, that dancer girl, that's me. Yeah,
you seem really good. But I was actually talking to this dancer friend of mine who was saying, because she works on Broadway, and she was saying like that some of your stuff seems fake. And anyway, so I don't know, but I feel like your stuff is really good.
Oh, well, you can tell that friend that says I look fake that maybe I was faking that dance move. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Hey.
It's all good.
Shauna.
Shauna. Hey. I love your handshake right now. Nice to meet you.
It's really nice to meet you. Anyway, okay. That's all I have.
Those are all the rapid quick fires.
Great. Perfect.
That is good.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
So I guess that now we do calls.
Okay. Are these people calling in for real? Like live?
We're calling
right
them.
Yeah. Oh, we're calling.
Yeah.
To be clear. Okay, good. This is amazing.
Jenna, you're going to be awesome with them.
I love this. I'm very excited.
Hello?
Lucy.
Yes.
Hi, Lucy. It's Sim. You're on Unqualified. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you?
Hi, Lucy.
Anna's
Hi,
here,
Lucy.
And we're also here with Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Hi, Lucy. I play
Hi.
Someone named Lucy right now.
This
is
so fun.
So cool. Hi.
You played
I
someone?
I play Lucy Lane on Supergirl.
Yeah, that's right. You do play.
I'm a Lucy.
Course.
I hear Lucy a lot.
It's a great name.
It is a great name.
It is a great name.
It's a great name.
Okay, so Lucy, what's happening to you right now happens often when you're casually dating someone. So let me kind of break this down for everyone here.
Okay.
It's been a month since you and your guy met on Tinder. And while you've never had the exclusivity talk, you found out two nights ago that he's also seeing another girl.
Yeah.
So even though you like this guy a lot, you want to know the best way to approach the situation without potentially scaring him off. So I'm sure Anna and Jenna have some thoughts here, but you know, it just goes to like, what does casual dating mean? Would you be okay? I mean, is a month enough to, like, is it okay for someone to date if things are going well? And she's in that situation right now where she definitely likes the guy.
Yeah.
But, and I'm sure he likes her too, but the way the Tinder culture is now, you have so many options that you could be dating multiple people at the same time, especially
Tinder
early
world.
On. Yeah.
This Tinder world is crazy.
Can I add something?
Of course you can, Lucy.
Your opinion. So I just want to... So, yeah, it's been a month, which isn't that long. And I don't feel like we were exclusively dating. I never thought that we were. But it felt really relationship-y. Like, he left a toothbrush at my house a while ago. And I thought that was weird. I thought it was way too soon for us to be, like, putting things in each other's life. And we've, like, made plans for the future. He, like, wants to go to New York City with me in the spring. So I was going to go down and visit some friends. So it wasn't just sex, or it wasn't just us meeting up at night and not spending time together. It was a pretty committed feeling to me. It was a lot of time.
And 1 month, you said?
So it's I guess we haven't had a couple times a week for a month. So it has not been that long, but it definitely didn't feel super casual to me.
Well, everyone has those relationships where the first month is amazing and you feel like it's just going to continue and you don't want to see anyone else. So you decide, I'm not going to date anyone else, because after maybe the first or second date, you realize, oh, this person could be the person. So I'm just going to focus on this person, which is what I feel like Lucy is doing right now.
Maybe. I'm also super busy, so I haven't been dating a ton either. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's what I'm doing.
Were you dating anybody else at the time too?
No.
No.
So
okay.
I've not been on a date since we started hooking up, but I've not been like celibate, but I physically don't understand how he has the time. because they're both PhD students, how he has time to date someone else too.
I'm not envious of this Tinder lifestyle. It's hard because you meet, you know, I sort of think I'm really big into communication. I understand you don't want to scare someone off and do the whole ultimatum thing too soon, but at some point that relationship started to feel a bit more organic and natural, and you guys were hanging out and you weren't just hooking up, and there was like a sort of a feeling of, oh, this has a little bit something more to it. And I feel like that's always a good time to sort of talk and say, look, I know we met, just let's put it out in the open. I know we met on this website, and I know you're probably maybe dating other people, but like, you know, I really like you, and I kind of would like to just be open about this and like let each other know. And I kind of just, I think I'm always one for like putting yourself on, like putting your cards out and being like, you know, I sort of just want to be with you, and that's fine if you want to have other people, but I'm really kind of into you.
Is that okay though? It's fine.
I mean,
if they want to be with other people.
I think so. I mean, for a while there, I mean, it's kind of hard in the first like couple weeks to be like, you can't see anybody
else.
Say
that,
even if we have great chemistry. I just think it's better to communicate about it and know where you guys stand rather than like having it be in ethers. I don't know. I think he's not, you know.
I felt like I played games with Chris.
And now?
What do you mean?
Well, in the beginning?
Yeah. Like, and I wouldn't ever want to phrase it that way. Well, until I do it on my podcast.
Chris is like, funny you say that. I'm walking in the room. Oh, you did you, darling? Games how?
But I wanted to always sort of protect my art, you know, and protect like who I was, and sort of, I never wanted to reveal how much I cared for somebody too early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm the opposite of that. I'm very, my way of flirting with someone is just being super complimentary to them. And I think that sometimes people read that as it being weird because it's so normal for people to just not.
But are you giving your like power away? You know what I mean? Like, are you complimenting so much that you're like, you know, there's being a wonderful, nice person. And then there's like giving somebody your power, like you're not standing in your own like worthiness, you know, which I think is
maybe
sort of how just so many women, we're just like that because we want to please, and we're nice people, and we want them to feel good, but then at some point you like lose that magnetism.
Yeah, it's just hard. So I don't know, I don't really want to give him an ultimatum now, because I mean, I do like him a lot, but I don't.
It's way too early to give him any kind of ultimatum. It's been a month. If you say anything to him, he's just going to say, well, you know, I enjoyed our time together, and he's going to move on, and you're going to move on, and that's going to be it. But when I talked to you yesterday, you told me that part of you really just wants to win. Part of you doesn't really, you know, part of it is the fact that I don't want this. I want to beat out this other girl.
Yeah.
I want her out of the picture,
for sure.
Right?
Well, yeah.
So that's
there's this competitive thing that comes out
of mine.
Competitiveness.
Well, it happens with guys. When I was single, it happened with me too. Of course, are competitive.
Every
well.
Girl. Oh my goodness. Every one of us. Don't you think that? Like at some point, there's some like primal feeling of like, but I want to. It's like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or whatever. They want the rose. You want the rose. You want to be the girl that's picked. But it so behooves you to like get over that truly and just be like. And like, just be clear with like what you want as of, like, screw this guy, this Tinder, whoever, just like get clear with what
you want. But
that's
how people meet now. It sucks, but it is the way it is. Tinder.
Yeah.
I don't want to get down on Tinder. I use it, obviously.
Dude, Tinder sounds kind of awesome sometimes too. I'm like, that thing's pretty great. My friend's like dating right now and has this other app that you can literally decide if you want to go on a date, and they have like guys that are veterinarians and stuff. It's weird. Anyways, I think that you can still go on Tinder and do all those fun things, but just if you know in your mind like what kind of relationship, hookup, friend, whatever you're looking for, then I think people will come into that and fall out of that if they're not it. And I just think it's getting clear about like your own intentions with what you want out of life.
I agree. Honestly,
yeah.
It's like what you always say. You have to be selfish in love.
Selfish in love. What does that mean? My mom always told me, she said, Anna, be selfish in love.
Like ask for what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's good. It's good.
I did not listen to her for a long time.
Yeah.
And then eventually I kind of did after a long time. But what she was trying to tell me was like, Anna, value yourself before you value a man.
Mm. That's exactly essentially what I'm saying too. It's like, what do you want? Get clear about you. And someone will fall into that. That's right. And if this guy's it, he'll stay around. If he's not, he'll just move out of your life and someone better will come along. It's so, just really, yeah. Truly
so your advice to Lucy right now would be to talk to him and tell him how she feels?
I know.
I can do that. I can do it. I think I'm not going to see him this weekend because my best friend's coming to visit me. So it won't be for a while that we see each other again, which I think is good for me. Mm-hmm. So I can just think about it critically and then decide if it's how much effort it's worth. Cause it's like so new. I don't even know. I mean, I know I like him, but it's hard to really know.
I kind of think give it some air. Yeah. Give it some space. Like go have fun with your friend, go do things for you, have fun and see if that relationship sort of, see if you're even thinking about him after a while.
Do you think she should take her phone out and start swiping again right now and maybe date somebody else?
Hey, why not?
Right?
I mean, why not?
Yeah, I should probably do that.
I mean, it doesn't feel like you're not in love with this man, are you?
Right.
You just are
been a month.
Yeah. So
she likes the guy, but it's only been a month. So she can she can date other guys.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I definitely can. I'm also not that I feel like I'm exclusive with him, but the kind of person that I am, it's hard. I think it's going to be hard for me to date multiple people at once.
That's how
I am with my
emotions. I was like that too. I don't know how girls did that. That's too much work.
But I can go on dates with other people. That's fine. I think also that's what's hard. It's hard for me that I can, but that's so foreign an idea to me to be able to date multiple people that other people can do it. I've never been one of many people before. So
yeah, I was never that girl.
Weird.
Were you? Could you? I mean, oh my Chris God. Just walked in the room. I'm like, cover your ears, Chris. Talking about.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, what did I do? Sorry,
I'm late. Chris is actually like, he's bringing in lights.
I actually thought that was like a ginormous baby monitor. I was like, I'm obsessed with you if you're bringing in this huge baby. Just in case you want to see.
I just want you to watch Jack and I watch The Good Dinosaur.
I would feel like,
dude, Evie's obsessed with that movie too.
A disappointment.
Hey guys, look away. I'm gonna put this down. It's kind of bright. I just want to see.
Yes, it's kind of bright. It is so bright.
Is this
bright.
Our beauty light?
Flashing a light. Yes. On this, right? Yes.
That you can document this in celluloid.
Amazing.
There.
Thank you so much, Chris. Man, thank you so much.
Your faces better.
You're welcome, guys. All right. I don't know what the girl's issue is.
Lucy.
Okay. Real quick. So Wait, I have a question for you. So right now, Lucy's problem is that she has been dating a guy for a month. She found out two nights ago that he's also dating someone else. They met on Tinder. She's not sure whether to kind of give it some breathing room or to say something right now. It's only been a month.
Yeah.
How many dates in 1 month?
How many dates would you say? You said you told me yesterday twice a week,
Lucy.
Right?
Like twice or three times a week?
Yeah.
Twice or three times a week for 1 month, you met on Tinder, and he met this other person that he's dating probably on a dating website as well, like maybe a Tinder kind of thing?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Are you sleeping together?
Ooh.
Yeah.
But they have...
Are you having protected sex?
Protected only, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I think only have protected sex, and if you don't want to date anybody else, that's cool, but 1 month is really not that long of a time. How old are you?
Ooh.
24.
1 month is one month is not really, in the grand scheme of things, that long of a time.
No, it's definitely not.
I think,
it still was jarring.
Yeah, that's...
Has he made any commitments saying that, like, he wouldn't see any other people? Because I think that's, like, one of the steps. I missed the online dating thing.
So do we. We're just talking about that. We're like, oh, wow.
But I would just say, like, was there ever a moment where, has he blatantly said, like, hey, I really like you, I'm not going to date anybody else?
No, so he's not doing anything wrong. This isn't, like, a bad... thinking that he's a bad guy, just thinking, what am I gonna do now?
Because she doesn't like the feeling.
I don't love being one of. I don't love that he's dating two people, and he's. I don't know. I don't love that.
Let me ask you this: this is kind of personal. I hope it's okay to ask.
Okay.
Did you make him wait a little while? If you guys are only together for a month,
no, I didn't. So but you I don't think that's
and that's fine. That's fine too. But I think the lesson is that. You know,
Chris,
you,
by did not... I make you wait?
Yeah.
Whoa. I did?
Yeah.
Wait.
I know, but that's absolutely
Chris,
that's absolutely.
I love
thing,
it that Chris.
I'm just saying you're giving away a currency that you own as a female. You know what I mean? You're giving away something that is. I was just talking about this with Anna the other day. There's a natural thing, and I'd hate to make generalizations based on gender, and I'm sure there are exceptions to this rule, but men pursue
gender
women.
Sucks.
Men pursue women in you know in heterosexual relationships. That's typically how it works. And you if you make him wait for a long time. Mm-hmm. I would say until you're either committed and fully in a loving relationship mm-hmm. or married, if you make him wait that long, he won't be off.
Why are you guys so stupid?
That's a long time to marriage.
I mean, it seems like that's it's such an easy
at
plan.
At least until you
seems like
until,
a committed.
At least
you guys
you
are
say,
plan.
Listen, I'll, yeah.
until you're committed.
This is really great. You're gonna get a hand job, or this is really great. You can go down on me, but I'm not gonna fuck you until. You're off this website that we met on that we're dating, you know, and we're being exclusive with one another.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
But it's past the point now, so I say go get you some trim on your own and make him jealous.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were like. Well, yeah, you just date. Why don't you date,
too? That's what we're saying. Just keep dating.
Because she's not in love with him. She's just,
oh, you're not in love with him?
Yeah,
well, she likes him a lot. It's only been a month. But you fell in love after how many dates? With Anna, would you say?
Oh, I fell in love with Anna the second I...
Oh, God, that's so cute.
That's the sweetest.
Well, thank you. But she did make me wait a little while, and we did it right, I think. Like, you know, and our circumstances were different, mm-hmm. but we waited. And I'm you know, look, you're 24, I'm 36, I'm a dad, and I'm probably a little more... I'm giving you advice right now that I would never have given you when I was 20.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. this is just so true, but you should understand that I'm really wise. Like I've learned from.
Oh yeah, I can tell. Thank you so much. No, really,
wisdom comes with experience.
It does.
Know? And so, in all honesty, and my experience tells me that you should become a nun
and forget about it all.
Move to a convent. No, I'm just kidding.
Get off Tinder.
Yeah.
No, you need a man that worships you.
It's so hard to bars is worse.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, Lucy, I hope that we were all able to help you. I feel like Chris gave you some incredible advice. And listen, good luck. Let us know how it goes. And just have a good night. And I hope we all helped.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Too. Good night, Lucy.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Lucy.
Bye, Lucy.
I got so nervous in that call that I was handling a pen. I got fucking ink all over my hands. There's ink all over my hands. I was like, Lucy, it's on the Tinder. Don't fuck the guy. Don't. Wait till marriage.
Wait till marriage. By the way, that is such a dad talk. I'm so obsessed with you right now. You're like, wait till you're married. Dad, that's exactly what I tell everybody.
Like, with a straight face. You said that honestly.
I believe it. I do.
Oh, it's so cute.
I'll tell my son the same thing. And if I have a daughter, I'll tell her the same thing.
I feel like Jack is so sweet. He will totally be like, yes, you're right. How do you do this? Everyone never let me do
this. Hello?
Katie.
Yes.
Hey,
hi.
Sim
hi,
is here.
Katie.
Sim,
hi,
I'm
Katie.
Sim. Sorry, Anna's here, and so is Jenna Dewan Tatum. Say hi to everyone.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Oh my goodness, it's so great to talk to you all.
You too.
Oh, yeah, you too. Thank you for being here and calling us. And I guess we're calling you.
We're calling you and Katie.
You
so
called us in general. Oh, fuck you, Sim.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Anna. I didn't mean to.
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. You never mean to cut me off. Sorry, Katie. You don't mean to be... You shouldn't be in the battle between Sim and I.
It's this ongoing battle, Katie, and we don't need to involve you. But
very battle-icious.
Sorry you're caught in the crossfire, and so is Jenna. But anyways, let's talk about you here. You absolutely love cats.
Ooh.
But
yeah.
But your fiancé hates them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, your foster...
And that is a...
Wait, yes. So your fiancé hates them, and you're fostering a cat right now. And after mm-hmm. you find this cat a home, you hope to foster and adopt many more.
Oh.
And you want to know how you can make this situation work. And let's see if Jenna and Anna have any advice for you here. Guy that hates cats, she Ooh. Loves cats, they're fostering a cat. What are they doing in this situation? How do they make it work?
I feel like, okay, do you love cats? Like, it's a part of your purpose, love, one of your biggest passions in life, love cats?
I really do. We moved to Seattle all the way across the country from Maryland, so I left my family cat there, and I was volunteering at the Baltimore Humane Society, and I left that there, and I was just really bummed out when I moved to Seattle, and since I've had these foster cats, I've just been so much happier, and I love them, and there's just something about when a cat comes and, like, sits on my lap after I've had a hard day, it is just the sweetest thing, and I just really love having cats around.
Oh, yeah.
I totally agree with you. And I don't understand why there's, like, this weird, like, dog lovers are cooler than cat lovers.
It's not weird at all.
Fuck you.
It's completely...
I mean...
I think you love what you love.
I love dogs, but I also love cats. Why mm-hmm. can we not, like, all get along?
I mean, I would love to love cats, but I'm so allergic to cats, which is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But I think that if you love cats and you want to have cats and your fiancé doesn't, how do you work that out?
It's hard. I don't, I mean,
yeah.
there's no compromise here, right? You really want to be around cats because you love cats that much.
I really want to be around cats, yeah. And he can't stand the fact, like, they shed. And the one that we have now, like, jumps up on the bed and wakes him up in the morning. And he's really, like, he's always nice to the cats. Like, he's never hating on the cats that we've fostered. But he's really grumpy and angry about it. And I can tell, like, he's just in a terrible mood because we have the cats here.
Oh, that might be. Have you thought of, like,
yeah.
couples therapy over this? I mean, I know that's, like, really extreme, but, like, that's a core value.
That seems like a last resort, don't you think?
I don't know. I think that it's, like, okay, do you guys get into, like, arguments over the cats? Like, are you...
Yeah, good question.
You know, are there other things that you argue over?
We don't really fight over the cats, but he's just in, like, a bad mood because of it. And as much as I want to give another cat after we find this foster one a home, I don't want to have to put him through that again. So I just want him to really understand that, like, I need cats in my life, and can you find a way to be okay with that?
Do you guys get along? Like, are you on the same page with everything else in your relationship? It's just this one thing?
Yeah, we've been dating for 7 years. Like, we've gone through a lot together. It's just now that we have the foster cats that we're helping out with, there's a lot more tension because of it.
Ooh. Okay, so you've been dating, but what about, like, the future?
Yeah, well, we're actually engaged, so we're going to be married in June. And again, like, we've been living together these past 7 months, and everything's going great. We started dating our junior year of high school. We were long distance all through college, but we stayed together. So I'm really super happy with this relationship. I couldn't love my fiance anymore. And if it came down to it, like, I would absolutely choose him over a cat. There's no question about that.
Why is this coming up now, Katie? Why is this coming up now? Why hasn't this been discussed a long time ago?
Well, it has. Like, he never liked my family cat that we had, but we've just started living together these past 7 months, so he's never been in a position where, like, I have a cat around and he is there, like living in the same area.
Is there any animals that you both like? Like, do you guys both like dogs?
Raccoons?
I mean, I like dogs, hedgehogs? But we're in a small apartment.
Fish?
And we can't have dogs in this apartment. So really, like, cats are the best option. Also, I really love cats, if I haven't mentioned that.
Yeah.
I really like
them. Chan never really loved our first dog that we got. Mika, that's really my dog. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of deal with it. Like,
he was okay eventually with
it. Well, Chan actually ended up getting me my first dog, our first dog. But he didn't like the dog after the fact. She's obsessed with me. There's all sorts of things. And she would take attention. Maybe, does he like that the cat takes the attention away from him? Or he just doesn't like cats?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Like, does he just not like cats, or does he not like that the cat maybe takes your attention away from him?
I think it's just the cat.
It's just a cat thing. I'm not a cat person at all.
Yeah.
I can't deal
with it. I totally disagree.
You totally disagree that I can't deal with cats?
Oh, well, yes. I mean, you're fucked up on so many levels. we'll address this on another podcast, Sim.
Oh, my goodness. But, can you live without cats?
But what I was going to suggest was the idea that that it's like a partnership thing, like you were suggesting,
compromising.
Jenna.
Compromising is like, I mean, that's...
This is a big compromise. I'm sorry, but this is a huge compromise.
What?
I mean, the cat is
not
is
that big.
And it's gonna wait.
It's not that big.
It's not that big.
Four in the morning, according to
why can't you
here?
Put the cat in? Like, okay, let's logistically think about this. Let's put the cat not in the bedroom at night when you're sleeping. Let's put the cat in
the litter box,
the living room.
That's a good compromise.
The family room, the guest room. Give it a nice little cat bed. With everything
there
the cat could need. And then you still get to have your cat and you have special time with the cat. And then your fiance won't be annoyed when the cat's waking him up or, you know, and like when you guys have your time, maybe the cat's not. Like you could, you could find time to be with the cat, not around him.
Katie, will that work? Keeping the cat in a separate room?
Yeah.
We tried that
for a while, like keeping him out, but he would paw at the door and meow.
That's annoying.
But we just kind of like gave up in after a few days. So I'll definitely try, like, enforcing that with the cat now and making sure, like, we have alone time away from it.
That's probably a big thing, too. Like, it's annoying if something's jumping on. But if you have, like, a room, you could put, like, a new toy, like a new cat tower or whatever those things are that they climb and give them, like, a really fun little area. You won't feel as guilty.
I still don't know if your fiancé is going to be open to that idea. It all sounds great.
It doesn't sound like you have a choice.
I think what it comes down to is you just have to... Here's the thing. I mean, you just have to say, look, you if you love me, you'll let me have this cat.
Done. And then just try and figure out a way for him to be
happy. It seems so silly because it's a cat, and as much as like I really do love them, I mean, he obviously takes first priority, and I don't want him to feel like he doesn't.
Of course.
All right.
That's why I think that little suggestion will make him feel first priority.
All right, listen, we're going to do a competition right now. And the line is, we're auditioning.
Okay.
And the line is, if you love me,
yes,
you will let me have this cat.
Okay.
Okay. So, do you want to go first, Jenna, or should I go first?
Should we have Katie go last?
Yeah.
Okay.
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 Do you want to go first, or?
Sure.
Okay.
If you love me, you will let me have this cat.
That was really good. That was really good.
I would let you
have the cat.
Yeah, see?
Sim, that was good. No,
My turn?
Yeah.
If you love me, you would let me have this fucking cat.
Oh, angry.
I went the angry route. I went more direct.
The defensive route, I like it. I like it.
That was my reading.
Anna, I'm really
Anna
for
has honor.
Anna's methoding it right now. She's digging deep.
Okay.
Digging deep.
Here we go.
If you love me,
will you let me have this cat?
Oh, yes. Yes, Anna, yes. Always go for the sex. If when in doubt, go right to the sexual component of this whole thing.
Should we let Katie try? Should we let Katie try?
Yeah, Katie. Yeah, try.
Those were pretty effective. I might just have to replay those for him. Okay.
Go for it, Katie.
If you love me, you'll let me have this cat.
Oh, see, that was strong and to the point.
That was. It was very direct.
I felt very direct, and I feel like he's going to go, whoa, can't mess around with her. I do love her. I'm going to let her have
that,
this cat.
That might work. That might work.
That's all I needed.
Katie, I think that's what you have to do. Why don't you film it also? Like, take your iPhone, film it, then email it to me, and then we'll upload it onto our website and see what. And
I can
we'll
do that. Response.
Perfect. Sounds good, Katie. Amazing. I hope we helped you tonight, and I hope you get to keep your cat, or not this cat. Your hope you get to get another cat after you give up this cat, your foster cat. And thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you guys.
You too.
Oh, thank you so much. You're the best. And I just want your cat and you.
Good night, Katie.
I mean, he's adoptable. You're welcome to have him.
Oh.
There we go. If you want a
problem
cat.
Solved right here and right now. We take the cat. You're happy. Fiance's happy.
Well, if anyone in Seattle wants a cat, I guess they know where to find you, I guess, right? We're announcing it right now.
Yeah.
You've got a platform here. So,
I'm fostering through the Seattle Animal Shelter, and my cat's name is Tomato, and he's an adorable orange tabby.
Perfect.
Tomato. Oh, that's so sweet.
So if anyone would like to adopt a cat in the greater Seattle area, you know where to go. The Seattle Animal Shelter for anyone that
Katie,
wants
Katie, that's
to.
Really sweet. A fellow animal yes. lover says thank you.
Thank you so much, Katie. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, too.
Good night.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to wrap it up here tonight.
Okay.
All right, Jenna.
Yes.
I want to tell you something.
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you a Sagittarian?
I am. Are you a Sagittarian?
No. Oh. There's no way.
Are you a Sagittarian?
Yes.
Really?
December 3rd.
No
When's
way.
Your birthday?
November 29th.
Hi.
I knew we were kindred spirits.
We were.
Yes.
We're Sagittarian kindred spirits. Are you one of those people that knows all about astrology?
No.
Oh, because I
No, can. But that's so weird. I knew you were a kindred
I know.
Spirit.
We're God, the two it. Little free-spirited Sagittarians. Speak in our mind.
Tonight, Jenna Dewan Tatum has taught me how to dance, how to love, how to be a good person.
All while wearing stripper shoes.
All while wearing stripper shoes. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, guys. That was so much fun.
That was a blast.
Glad you're here.
That was so much fun.
Please come back.
You know that
we would love to have
anytime.
You back.
Anytime.
After we wrap this up, I'm going to blindfold you and put you in a sleeping bag. And you're never going to ever get to go home. I'm
okay,
sorry.
That sounds sexy and weird, and I'm into it. Let's do it.
Subscribe to us on iTunes. Please follow us on Twitter at Unqualified and on Facebook on Unqualified as well. And good night. We love you.
Good night.
Good night. We love you.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.